It's time for Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO and KIDOAM.com. Listen, learn, and interact with Brian Wiley and Steve Rausch and other local expert guests. Brian Wiley is a financial advisor with Tree City Advisors. Tree City Advisors is an Idaho registered investment advisory firm. Brian does not hold himself out as providing any specific financial, legal, or other advice on this program. Information presented may not be suitable for you. Consult a registered investment advisor. Consult a registered investment advisor when evaluating any particular investment security or investment strategy. Call the show now at 580-KIDO. That's 580-5436. Idaho's Money Show starts now.
Well, good evening. Welcome to Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO. It's the Cat Bed Business Hour. I'm Brian Wiley, Allison Dunn, Action Coach. Hello, Allison.
Hey, Brian.
She's here this evening, of course, just like she is every time we do Cat Bed Business Hour, which I appreciate. She is my co-host here on the program. She's a business expert. I'm a financial advisor. We're talking about things that are completely different than the rest of the nights of the week. We are talking about business. Here in the Treasure Valley in Idaho, we believe in local business. We believe in entrepreneurship. We believe people have great ideas and that they put these ideas to work, and we want to spotlight them here on the program. Never, ever do we ever take anybody's money to be on this program. It's not an infomercial. It's about hearing their story. It's about how partnerships are formed, about people leave their safe place of employment, and they go out there and they take a risk to pursue something that they want to do for maybe the first time. Their own dreams, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, kind of fun stuff. Tonight, no different. CapEd brings this to you. CapEd Credit Union. We certainly appreciate those folks, and they sponsor this program. So let's talk about a good small business. FiddlerStudios.com. You guys generate websites. You design them. You have a different way of doing it. You've developed a niche. Do you say niche or niche?
Both. They work.
Which one do you like better?
I like niche.
Do you really?
No.
Is that an East Coast thing?
I said niche. I think so.
Okay, I like niche. So they have a niche. We'll hear about that niche. I've got two gentlemen sitting right in front of me, Tevye Washburn and Kurt Frankum. Did I say that right?
That's me, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. And by the way, Kurt, you flew all the way up.
Oh, yeah.
From Salt Lake.
That's right. The radio stations won't have me on down there, so
I bet they won't. And I mean, you probably had to sleep off the time difference for
a few
days.
It's a mess.
Yeah,
I bet.
I bet you're just a complete wreck. So if you got to go through jet lag while we're sitting here, okay, it's just fine.
Thank you.
But we do appreciate that you were up here.
Yeah.
Actually, as a side note, you came up and you said this morning you did a workshop.
I did, yeah.
On what?
Well, I get small business owners together and we talk about the power of using content online to generate new business. You know,
okay,
this internet thing actually might work out someday, if in case you're wondering. And so
Al Gore started it on a whim.
That was a great idea.
Yeah, and it's kind of working.
It is. Yeah. It is. So a lot of small business owners, they get their website up and they get their animated butterfly in the corner and they think, sweet, I got a great website,
yep,
right? But then the phone doesn't ring or they still use, you know, traditional methods to gain new clients. So I throw everybody in a room for 3 hours and teach them how to actually develop content that's going to bring new business into their doors.
So I had the opportunity to attend this. We call it, what is it called? The FiddleCon?
FiddleCon. I don't know. We may change it.
You know what?
FiddleCon? FiddleCon. I think that sounds awesome.
Is that cool?
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
So I attended it and walked away with multiple pages of great notes and all the things that I should and still need to do. But it was fantastic tips and tricks and things to get me start thinking.
Good.
Yeah. So thank you.
So you talk about kind of doing a workshop for people that, you say tongue-in-cheek, like people don't really understand the internet.
Yeah.
The reality is a lot of business owners, especially the older, more mature business owners, they really don't get the internet still, do they? They don't really understand it. They don't understand the concept behind it.
Right. It's totally foreign to them. I mean, they're used to seeing that billboard as they drive to their office saying, yeah, there's what I paid for, right? But
yeah,
on the internet, it's sort of this almost feels like voodoo science happening behind the scenes, and suddenly I get a client that doesn't make sense, you know, because they can't see, touch, and feel it. But there's very effective methods one can use to generate business through their website that's the best salesman in their business.
Yeah, and I don't want to actually surprise anybody, but my son, who is 13 years old, we got a phone book delivered to our house, and Cooper was going through it, acting like he had never seen one in his life. I asked him, like, what are you doing? He goes, well, I'm just looking through this thing, Dad. It's all phone numbers and stuff. And I said, exactly.
Right.
Nobody uses those things anymore, right?
Yeah.
There are different ways. We've got to modernize. And if you haven't figured it out, the internet's actually kind of here to stay. And using the internet correctly, can actually generate some interest in your business, right? So what do you do that's different than somebody else that is maybe providing? Because you guys design and make websites, right?
Yeah, that's our bread and butter.
Okay.
What do we do, Tevye?
Yeah, what do you do, Tevye?
I think that's a good way to say it. We design and provide websites. So we'll build it for a small business and try to make them look really great online. And then we host it and maintain it for them as well. So if they, you know, somebody leaves their company or they hire a new person, they want that person's picture and profile on there, then we can go ahead and do that for them. So they don't have to remember how to log in. And
so you're maintaining it and updating it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
So when I talked about that older business owner, that person is also the person you're targeting, right? The one that doesn't have time for it.
Exactly, yeah. Or just the one who doesn't want to have to deal with it. You know, they don't like trying to remember all those passwords and all that stuff. They don't need one more thing in their life because they're already a busy small business owner.
Okay. Allison and I just did a show last week, and we were talking about the value of outsourcing. Is this kind of one of those?
This is definitely one of those things. And the part that I love about the Fiddler Studio model is it's truly affordable for smaller businesses to be able to, you know, tap into their area of expertise, have this great thing. So we talked about farming and hunting strategies, and this is not like a gigantic investment. It's an investment every business can afford.
Yeah.
On this, you know.
But how is it different, though? Because there's got to be a million firms in the United States that build websites, including every kid in India.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
And you know, Tevye and I joined forces about 4 years ago and decided to do this website business. And early on, we were just like any other website developer, where we walk into a business and say, great, you need a website. Well, what you'll need to do is, why don't you cut us a check for $5,000,
mm-hmm.
and we'll take that and go develop a great website. And then, you know, you can pay us a little bit after it's launched, and we'll maintain it and do all that. And what we found is small business owners don't have $5,000 in the bank that they're just itching to throw at a website.
Yeah.
And if they do, it's like this huge investment, and so they hand it over to us thinking, oh boy, you guys better get this right, because this is a huge deal for me. And then it hires the stress in that business relationship, and we're not able to really let our creative juices flow because we're so stressed about, oh, I hope they like it, you know. And then we start listening to them. They think they're the designer, and then it just turns into a disaster of a website, and then it never ended well. So about 3 years ago, Tevye and I stepped back and said, how is this going to be a win-win for both us as the website developers and the business owners? And we said, well, let's get rid of the upfront fee. There's no upfront cost, and we're just going to go month to month. And so we do $179 for a website. That's month to month. They can cancel. We can develop a website. If they hate it after a month or 2 months after they see the design, then just fire us and go pay somebody $5,000 to do it the old-fashioned way, right?
Yep.
And so what we found is a lot of people say, well, geez, you're going to design this website with the risk of us walking away.
Right.
And we say, you know, you're going to like this so much, and just the stress levels brought down that, you know, that, you know, if I don't like it, I'll just walk away, that you will like working with us, and it keeps us accountable as the business to give you a great product and make sure it works every time. And it's really, we've had a great reaction to it. Nobody has ever walked away after that first or second month.
So. I mean, it's literal to say that you are making an investment in their business if you're designing it with that upfront designing cost being recovered, right?
Yeah, exactly. We're betting on having a long-term relationship with them and yeah, essentially partnering with them in their business.
Okay, well then how's that working out for you?
So far, great.
Really? Yeah. You obviously have had people that stop paying you, I'm sure.
Sure.
Right?
Yeah, no, absolutely.
From and those to, hurt.
Yeah, they hurt, and we are on our homepage. At the bottom of our homepage, we have a talks about if you're these are the type of clients that are a good fit.
I know.
For
I already
studios.
Saw that. I
Did
don't
you?
Qualify.
You don't.
The last one it says you're honorary.
Yeah, yeah. We don't
I'm
take
out.
Honorary clients.
Yep,
so
I'm out.
One core business principle we have that I would highly recommend to other business owners is don't be afraid of disqualifying clients if they're not a good fit for your business model. There are so many out there that are a good fit that just say, you know, we're not a good fit. You may need to go find somebody else. And so when we have people that really kind of flinch at paying $179 a month, you know, if you can't handle that overhead, we're probably not a good fit for you. And so go find a high school kid or pay someone overseas to develop a website for $100. And that's it, you know. And so there's options out there. We've talked about there's Wix, you know, GoDaddy has some options, Squarespace. There's some options out there to develop your own website. And we we encourage that. If that's what you want to do,
yeah, it's just not your client.
Yeah, it's just not you're not a good fit for us. And what happens a lot is they go and try and do that and say, wow, this is hard.
Okay.
You know, I need some help. So they may come back to us and say, I can see the value in that $179 a month.
But Tevye, how much time might you have in the design when you first start a new client?
You know, that's a really good question. There's quite a bit of time into it, but we don't know exactly how much. We actually just started, me and the rest of our team started tracking per project our time.
Oh, let me guess. So that Allison is grinning right now, and I'm going to guess that she had something to do with that.
Well, we've been wanting to do it for quite a while because I've been wondering, but she's pushed us a little bit to get going on it, and it actually worked out really good. We just found a great solution that's a really simple web app we can use and makes it really easy for us.
Okay.
So I don't have numbers for you right now, but if anybody wants to follow up with me, I will soon, because we'll complete a few projects here in the next few weeks.
Well, I mean, you have to be able to at least make a guess. Were there 20 hours of design time going into the average website that starts with you or less?
Probably more than 20 hours,
wow,
including revisions and stuff, because we'll design it, we show it to the client, and then they, you know, give us feedback and changes and stuff like that. And so we'll go back and forth a little bit, and that time can add up. We feel like we're pretty good, and most of our clients don't have a ton of changes. They're pretty happy with what they see, but there's always some. And so, yeah, if I had to guess, I would guess our team puts in probably a little over 20 hours to build that website and get it ready.
So obviously you just disclosed the fact that Allison from Action Coach, my co-host here on the program, you're working with her.
Yes.
Okay, so can I ask Allison now a question about that?
Sure.
Because Allison, what did you discover and what did you tell him?
Well, I think the most important component that most business owners don't understand is exactly how their business model is working for them or hurting them. And so, you know, coming up with a pricing structure that they can sell versus a pricing structure that's making them a living are two different things. So to understand that and how to improve it, you have to first know what your numbers are.
And be able to measure it?
Correct.
Allison Dunn, my co-host, Action Coach. I'm Brian Wiley. Tevye and Kurt joining us here on the program. FiddlerStudio.com. It's a Caphead Business Hour on Idaho's Money Show. We're back. It's Idaho's Money Show on 580 KIDO. Visit us online at idahosmoneyshow.com. Participate with us. Listen, pick up the archives, iTunes, all of that. It's again at idahosmoneyshow.com. Joining us here on the program, FiddlerStudios.com, plural. I want to throw that S in there. I don't know if
Nailed
I said it last time. I got it.
Yeah, that's
you
great.
Like it?
Yeah.
Kurt? All right.
I approve.
Give me the 20 bucks.
Oh, well.
Oh, I thought it was 20 bucks. I said it right. Anyhow, Kurt joining us here on the program. Tevye as well. They're both the owners of FiddlerStudios.com. It's an online, you guys are a website design firm. They've defined their niche. Their niche is very simple. Businesses that don't want to spend $10,000 up front and go through all the design costs and then end up having to maintain it later, which is usually the worst part.
Right.
Spending the money is one thing. It's the maintenance later that just drives people crazy.
Yeah.
You guys have defined that as being something that you're okay doing and you've got some value that you can do it, but you're taking some risk to do that.
Absolutely.
Yep. Allison Dunn, Action Coach, my co-host here on the program. Can I ask you the first question in this segment, which is, this is not what you've always done, Kurt, is
it? It's not.
Okay.
No.
What did you do before this?
So I graduated from college in 2008 and got a job with a company in Utah called Young Living. They're one of the many network marketing companies there, and I'm sure many of your listeners are familiar with their essential oils. And I was hired by their corporate office, and I traveled North America putting on presentations for there are many distributors across North America. And it was an enjoyable 3 years. I had that job and got to see a lot of the country, a lot of Canada. And then there's some writing on the wall, and it was obvious with some structural changes they were making in the company that my department would be no more. And so I thought, okay, I got to figure something out to do. And I've always wanted to work for myself. And I think a lot of people can say that. I think everybody kind of has this idealistic dream of working for yourself and being your own boss, and I definitely had that. And so Tevye and I had a friendship at that time. I knew what he was doing. He had a great talent in building websites, and so I said, well, I'm going to be out of a job here soon, so why don't we join forces and see if we can conquer the world through websites.
Well, Tevye, what did your business look like at that time when Kurt is joining you? Did you need help?
Yeah, I definitely need help, especially more on the sales end. I'm the technical guy. I know how to build the websites and all that kind of stuff, but I only had a few really great clients, but only a few of them at the time. And I think also I needed the outside perspective of somebody else to help me take a look at this business model and see if we could really make it work. And at the time, it was not what it is now.
Okay. What was your background prior to that?
Ironically, I have a degree in history, a bachelor's degree in history.
How's that paying out?
when it comes to writing things, it's paying out very well.
Okay.
But I had kind of put myself through college by doing web design, some video editing, various stuff like that.
And okay.
One day just kind of realized, you know, here's another person asking me to build them a website and being willing to pay me. And I'm like, maybe this should be a business.
Yeah. You guys are young guys. I'm probably 3 or 4 years older than you. It was maybe 3 years. Actually, you guys are... Yeah. Young guys, do you guys have kids?
Yeah.
Yeah? Married? Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. So the risks are real, meaning you've got to produce.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Nervous about that at the beginning?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of things you have to consider, you know, especially when you go and tell my parents that, hey, guess what? I'm not actually going to have a job. I'm just going to do this on my own. And they, you know, they look at you very worried and think, well, what about health insurance? What about your 401k? What about this and that? And, you know, those are some things to really consider and think through. And it's just like any risk. You kind of just take the first step and then you're able to find solutions for it. And then once you're on that side, you realize, you know, it's not so bad, you know, getting your own health insurance. It's not so bad making plans for retirement in other ways. And soon you find out, in fact, I've got more options to do some things. I'm not tied down to a certain plan that's put there for me. So the benefits of it definitely outweigh the risks of doing this type of thing. And I wouldn't make any other decision. So
one of the things that I've noticed in working with both of you is that you kind of philosophically have a thought process and an attitude that you both agree to. So are either one of you willing to kind of share your philosophy on things?
Sure. I mean, a lot of people will ask me, you know, as I see maybe old friends or family, and they kind of want to get a pulse on how my business is going. They say, oh, well, are you growing? Are you hiring anybody? And I say, well, we don't want to hire people. We have another unique characteristic about our business is we're not looking to grow. We're not looking to fill an office space and have employees. We want to create this in a way that's a lifestyle business that we can do what we love, but have a lot of flexibility. And, you know, we don't look forward to opportunities that have those types of overhead. And I don't know, how else would you describe our philosophy, Tevye?
Well, and we want to grow in that we want more clients. We want to be able to help out more businesses and build more websites, but we don't necessarily want to employ 30 people. We want to enable those businesses so that they can employ 30 or 100 or whatever.
Do you have employees now?
We have a few contractors that help us out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we definitely leverage a lot. You know, we use tools like Upwork. We leverage overseas talent that is affordable for businesses like us that are very capable individuals to...
For design work, right?
Yeah, design work. Yeah. And I've got virtual assistants. I've got one that lives in Jamaica, another that lives in the Philippines. And we use those types of individuals to help us work just as fast as a bigger company, but we...
You read a book, small. Didn't you?
Oh, I've read lots of books.
4-hour work week, it sounds like.
We're big Pharisites, so...
Seriously, right? Did you read that one?
Oh, sure, yeah.
I love Tim Ferriss.
And did it actually have an impact on how you've designed your business? Sounds like it did.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
It did. Yeah, because you actually finished the book, I can tell, because now you're talking about the outsourcing to Asian or whatever, people that are able to actually be your office admin.
Yeah, and this is a concept we discovered 4 years ago. And even last week I was talking to someone who's in the IT field, and I was shocked at the fact that this was totally foreign to him. I mean, no pun intended, but he didn't understand that you could actually go to foreign countries and hire these people to do these tasks that make you a more effective business.
Yeah.
You
know? Do they answer your phones?
I answer the phone. I mean, we're not in an industry that the phone's ringing a lot, you know, that it's constantly ringing.
But they'll handle common admin tasks for you and things like that?
Yeah, they'll read my emails. If I'm out driving and need to send a message to somebody,
Are they reading my emails to you?
No, I don't know.
Allison Dunn, again.
They're actually responding to you. You just don't know it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Well, good point. I mean, how much does that cost you? Or, I mean, what do they cost per hour?
You know, a lot of them, we start about $3 an hour, and then we give them raises. A few of them are working about $5 an hour, and they're living a great life in the Philippines.
I read the book. Yeah. I'm telling you, it was 4-hour work week. It's all in there by Tim Ferriss, and you're actually doing it.
Oh, yeah. No, okay. A lot of people are doing
it. $5 an hour.
Very easy and simple to do that. And so,
what's the downsides? The hours of work, meaning when they're working compared to when you're working.
Yeah, but that also can be an upside because as we sleep, they work. So we give them tasks. By the time we wake up, they're done and we're ready to continue on a work day.
We're people. And so we like to have FaceTime and to talk to people. And that's one of the downsides for us is it's taken some time. A couple of them we've had for a couple of years now. They've been with us. But it's taken some time to establish the relationship that we have now. So that's one downside is it can be hard to feel like you really know and trust a person working with them, you know, mostly over email or we use some other tools instead of email.
Well, I totally blew that entire segment because she asked, what is your philosophy? And it turned into a Tim Ferriss service person being there, whatever it is. All right. When we come back, we're going to get to the CapEd in the community segment, which we're looking forward to. We'll hear directly from CapEd what they're doing here in our community. And then when we come back, we'll continue with the CapEd Business Hour. It's Idaho's Money Show. I'm Brian Wiley with Allison Dunn. We're talking FiddlerStudios.com. Money Show on 580 KIDO. Allison Dunn, my co-host. It's AllisonDunn.com. Two N's in her last name. You can certainly contact her there. You can go to IdahosMoneyShow.com as well. Today, our topic, as we're here in the middle of the CapEd Business Hour, is FiddlerStudios.com. Okay, they do it differently, all right? Not just a web design firm. I mean, you guys are a web design firm, but not just anyone. You've actually figured out what your niche is. You deal with people or companies that they don't have a big, maybe they can't just do a big CapEx on funding a new website. So you guys have a great way of setting them up on a monthly expense. There's maintenance anyway, which I think is a big deal, right? Because a lot of businesses don't maintain their websites. They put it up 10 years later. It's the same website.
Yeah.
And that's a bad deal, right?
Right. Yeah. They think it's just sort of like building a storefront. You know, I'll pay you to put the sign up and then it should be good to go, right? But they don't realize just like a phone app is you're prompted to update a phone app every so often when there's new updates. And the same thing with a website. If you don't keep it maintained and update, suddenly it just breaks.
Yeah.
And you don't know why. So you need somebody keeping an eye on it.
Allison was asking him questions about the philosophy, and then we got caught up in this whole Tim Ferriss thing, which actually I recommend that book to anybody. When I first read it, I couldn't stand the guy in the first two or three chapters. I'm like, this guy's a slacker. I don't like him. But by the fourth or fifth chapter, I decided I actually thought he was genius.
Yeah.
And would love to be able to figure out better ways to apply that in my life. And I admire the fact that you guys are putting that to use.
Yeah.
Okay. Philosophy. Done.
Thank you. All right.
Check.
Good wrap up.
Yeah.
One of the things that we don't actually get to do very often at the CapEd Business Hour is to talk to two partners in the same room at the same time. And you guys are in different locations.
Yep.
So what do you think are the biggest challenges to make it work well?
Well, I would say that there's something about just face-to-face, getting in a war room and hashing out some plans and strategies that you want to do. And that's something that we miss out on a lot. And just to clarify, I live in Salt Lake City, and Tevye's obviously in Boise. And so we have a variety of tools that definitely minimize that the frustration of living at different, you know, a far distance where you can't just drive down the road and meet up. But you know, just getting together and hashing out ideas. And so we try and be, you know, it's consistent with getting together. You know, I fly up here every 6 weeks or so, and we just meet for a few days. I do some workshops, and we leverage that time. But we want to create a business where we're not tied to a specific geographic location. You know, and again, going back to some of Tim Ferriss's thoughts that, you know, I have plans to travel a little bit and live elsewhere, and I don't want to feel like, oh, we can't move because I need to be here for, you know, my business or because we have so much invested here. And so we recognize it as a kind of a discomfort in the business, but we also make it work because we want to make it work. So anything you'd add to that, Tevye?
I'd just say, but we still love our Salt Lake and especially Idaho area clients, and we want to make sure we always are available to have FaceTime with them as needed.
Yeah.
Would that be your focus of where your clients are, at least now?
Yeah, I think just because that's where we live.
Yeah.
It makes it easy for us to network there and stuff. But we actually have clients. We have a few in Australia. We have some in North Carolina. We have some in Texas, California, all over the place.
How do you source them?
Well, primarily we do it through just local networking. I mean, any typical strategy that any small business would use. But, you know, our online presence, and we're starting to do some webinars and things that gather attention across the nation and in the world. And then we, a lot of these clients out of state or out of country have come from just referrals.
Yeah. Are you actually, Tevi, are you doing the updating on the sites?
Yeah.
Or is that some of the stuff that you're outsourcing as well?
They help me. We're a team.
Okay.
So I don't ask them to do anything that I wouldn't do myself. That's one of our business philosophies as well, that they might be in the Philippines, but they're still part of our team.
Well, the reason why I ask you is because a lot of times small business owners will get to the point where they're doing as much as they can possibly do. So then they've found out how much they can possibly make.
Yeah.
How is your business scalable?
Well, and you know, some could argue it's not necessarily too scalable, but it's scalable enough for us to, you know, it's definitely not going to be a billion dollar company that we sell off one day, but it could be many multiple thousands of dollars that keep a roof over our heads. And
I've got a couple grand in my back pocket right now.
Let's
if you guys want to sell it,
let's
okay.
do this.
I'm here. Just to let you know. Yeah, I mean, it's a great idea so far, and it sounds great. But it's more of a lifestyle thing.
Yeah,
yeah. That's your focus.
We've got plans and other projects that we have kind of bookmarked for the future that we want to get to. But this is sort of our, all right, let's first get things set with our family, with supporting our family and being okay, and then we can move on to some of those big idea projects.
It's fiddlerstudios.com. It's the CapEd Business Hour. Joining us here on the program is Kurt and Tevye. I'm Brian Wiley with Allison Dunn. How do you guys get along?
Well, better when we're apart, so that's another. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I mean, really, do you guys feel each other's weaknesses? Do you butt heads at times? How does that work?
I hate programming and Tevye doesn't, so there's that.
Okay, there's that.
And I'm not in love with all the sales and networking and stuff. I do some of that here in Idaho, and I really enjoy it up to an extent, but he's really the expert in that. So, yeah, we fill each other's weaknesses.
Is that how you would define a good partnership in business?
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we did the, what was that test, the personality test?
The DISC profile.
The DISC profile,
I
right?
I failed it.
And we, and I think you discovered, Allison, that we're pretty similar, right?
You are more similar than I would have guessed, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And more than we would have guessed, I think.
Yeah. And we're not the type of partnership, we haven't had any, like, to, you know, yell out arguments or, you know, haven't given each other the silent treatment. We just sort of recognize, really respect each other's opinion and then try and make the best decision for what, considering all those opinions. So,
and I think because you both have that quality within you, that's why you have really great relationships with your clients too, because you're very relational, and that's worked well for you.
Good.
I would say the distance helps somewhat too. So we have a Monday morning meeting. You know, we've thought about what we want to say in this meeting and what's important to actually talk about. And if it's something that just annoyed me for a few minutes, you know, then by the time the meeting comes around, it's already gone. It's in the past.
It's tempered a bit.
So it doesn't turn into something that it didn't need to be.
So you guys have that structure. You have a Monday morning meeting. Do you guys actually have a formal business plan put together?
I don't know if I'd call it formal, but it's definitely put together. We definitely leverage a lot of online tools, you know, project management systems like Asana and Slack. A lot of these tools that help us feel as if we're, you know, working in the same building, but we're not. And so that helps a lot to make this distance possible.
Mm-hmm. And what would it take for you guys to hit all of your goals? I mean, are you going to need thousands of clients to do that, or is it less than that?
I think we're really wanting just 4 or 5 new clients every month, and that would be ideal for us.
And that's it. And again, describe who your ideal client is.
Really just small businesses, the people who are working hard and trying to build their business and don't have time to work on their website.
Yeah.
Some ideas or examples might be service professionals, HVAC, plumbing, stuff like that. We've done a number of those kinds of sites. And also, we really like working with medical professionals, dentists,
veterinarians, and
chiropractors, all that kind of stuff.
And the way I would describe it, at least the way I think I understand it, is they're not incredibly complex sites, but they're critical. They have the critical components of it, but they're not very deep.
Right. And most importantly, they give a perception of that business, very professional, that they're up to date. They look well on an iPad, even on a desktop. And so though it doesn't necessarily do everything that, you know, some of these high-tech websites do, the business doesn't need that. and but it looks and perceives as a very professional website.
Can we talk now maybe a little bit more of the advice that you would have to business owners and about the websites that they may have or some of the mistakes that they that you see that a lot of businesses make? Such as what? I mean, what are a lot of businesses? Let's imagine a business, a plumbing company, okay, or a heating and air company.
How do you know when you need a new website?
Yeah, exactly.
So one thing I do with potential clients is I go to their current site and I say, what is it that you're trying to get me to do on this homepage, right? And or a lot of them worry that the homepage is the front door. It's the storefront. But a lot of this traffic is going to come through a different, you know, back door of the website. It doesn't always come through the homepage. And so I always tell my clients, you should think of 10 questions that that website wants to answer, because when people go to websites, they're looking for answers to questions. They're not looking for just an online brochure that speaks generally.
Nobody cares about your features. Everybody wants to know what the benefits are, right?
Exactly. And so that's one thing I push clients to say is you need to focus on content. What questions are you answering that people are actually searching for?
Okay, can we finish with more of these? Because I think that is really valuable advice for a lot of people. Plus, I'm going to guess that there's probably a few Idaho's Money Show listeners who are going to be logging on to fiddlerstudios.com to figure out if you've answered their 10 questions.
Oh, boy.
Because they've got them. Allison Dunn, Action Coach. She's my co-host. I'm Brian Wiley. Kurt and Tevye joining us here. It's the Cap Ed Business Hour. We're talking about fiddlerstudios.com. Stay with us. Dunn, my co-host here. It's AllisonDunn.com. Two N's in her last name. Our guest today, as we are talking about our small business interview, it's FiddlerStudios.com. Just getting into the advice aspect of this conversation, Kurt and Tevye joining us here on the program. You're talking about one is making sure that it's more than just an online business card, right?
Right. Okay. Yeah, it needs to be something that takes them, you're almost grabbing their hand virtually and guiding them down a path, a sales funnel to say, okay, first we start here. Okay. What's your question? Then what's your next question? And then now you should probably call us so that we can help you out even further in person, right? And so a business owner needs to sit down and write out a list of questions of saying, what do I want my website to answer? Where a lot of business owners get caught up in, you know, generalized stock photos and this realtor's website looks just like the other realtor's website. There's no difference to it, but really making it it's focused on those questions. So,
what about feedback forms? You notice just about every website you go to now has the way to participate in a discussion with whatever website you're on, whether it's through, I don't know, asking questions or something. Is that important?
So are you talking just like a contact form or something?
I guess so. It's like everything you log into now, of course, has some sort of a newsletter that you can, I mean, trying to get, you're collecting information about them, right?
Sure. Well, anyway, you can get a lead, you know, anytime somebody's on your website, if you can get a lead there and follow up with them, of course, that's great. But I guess it kind of depends on what direction you're going and what kind of a business you're dealing with. But like Kurt's saying, if you're answering those questions and they want to know more, then you want to try to engage them at some point because you know they're asking the question that you have an answer for.
Okay.
So the only time I ever know that someone visits my website, truly, because I can see numbers on traffic, but I don't know who they are, is until they take my business health check or they, you know, test whether their team is an A-plus team. I have like little
But you're giving them something for the time that they spent. They're getting an analysis of some sort.
That's true. It is a report that comes back to them, but to engage them that way. Otherwise, I wouldn't know that they were there.
Yeah. What about blogs? Because you had told me before the program that you guys do this in WordPress, which I know is very blog-centered. In blogs are articles that the owner might write, a commentary about something, a white paper. Are those important?
Yeah, I would say a lot of business owners try and trick Google into ranking them first or second, right? And so they want to try, you know, hide keywords here or design the website just right. And it really comes down to the content, which goes to your question with blogging, is being real on a website. You know, a lot of people will put up a stock photo of some professional team of attorneys, you know, figuring out a problem or whatever it is. And it just doesn't have a real connection. And so we always encourage our clients to use images that are real, that are have people in your office, and then creating content that is real. And a blog is essential. I mean, websites with blogs get 50% more traffic than websites that don't. And so you should be consistently creating content, answering questions, and it'll be maybe the person that walks into the store and asks you a question, you think, I never I never thought of that, you know, but this person had a genuine interest in that concern. So I'm going to create some content around that question and get it posted. And that's going to bring in more traffic. And then Google will want to rank you because you're answering questions that people actually have, not just trying to trick them with keywords.
So what other tips do you have? So answering the 10 key questions someone would ask, writing content through blogging and other just great content
something
on your
current
site.
And relevant.
Right. How else?
Well, go ahead, Tiffany.
I would say one thing Kurt emphasizes in his workshops is giving your knowledge away. People are afraid to do that. Like they don't want to give away their secret of their business, right? But if you put it on there, then they get there to your blog or wherever you've posted it. They start reading it and they're like, you know what? It'd just be easier to hire these guys. And they call you. And we actually have had that happen over and over on ours, and we've seen it with our clients and stuff. I recently posted a blog article about how to do something really specific with WordPress. And I thought anybody who wants to do this is going to know how to follow my steps. And so I gave them exactly step by step, this is what you need to do. And within a month, three different people called me and said, you know what? I could probably do it, but I'd just rather pay you.
Yeah. Yeah. Even last month, we got a new client who designs websites for, it's not his main bread and butter, but they're a programming development company, but they saw our approach and said, you know what? I know how to do this, but I'd rather have you guys do it. And so giving away, just like, you know, this radio show is a good example. You're giving away content that's very valuable, and people will come to you or respect you as an expert because they've heard you time and again give that content for free that's valuable.
And sometimes you're just trying to help them make a decision, right?
Yeah.
Meaning, yeah, thanks for giving me all this content, but what you've made me realize is that I don't want to do this.
Yeah.
Right.
So, exactly. And I need somebody else to do it. Yeah. And that's it.
Yeah.
But you guys, I wish you great luck and hope it all works out the way that you planned for it to do so. I think it probably will. It seems to me that you've filled a very particular niche, which is a really good one.
Yeah.
I can think of so many different people. In fact, I've got some referrals that I will be sending.